Develop the process. A well-developed annual review process can help strengthen your employees and your company. Reviews help employees see their strengths and weaknesses. It is a great way to recognize them for their great work and let them know what needs to be improved. Here are some ways to develop your annual review. Put thought into your evaluation. You should decide what it is you are wanting to convey to your employee, what message you are wanting them to leave with. But your employees need to know that the evaluation is important because they are important. Set categories. Decide what categories of the job are going to be included in the employee evaluation. Set benchmarks for the categories selected. Take the time to decide what the benchmarks should be for the set categories. Make sure to do research. The benchmarks should be realistic. Location, location, location. Take the time to find a place that is private and not too sterile. You want the employee to be comfortable and don't want to have the whole office eavesdropping. Have an agenda. Having an agenda helps relieve some anxieties an employee may be having about the review. Your agenda should include past performances, what the employee's performance was the previous year or years, current performance, what the employee's current performance is, next year's goals, what new goals or benchmarks you'd like the employee to meet, game plan, the plan that you are going to utilize in order for the employee to correct any problems and meet the future set goals. Have periodic reviews. You don't want to go a whole year and have an employee suddenly find out they are not performing to the best of their abilities. You want to prepare them before an annual evaluation. The best practice to facilitate this is to have periodic evaluations throughout the year. This way, the employee can understand what they are doing correctly and what needs work before their annual review. These periodic evaluations help the employee to change whatever is prohibiting them from being the best they can be. They also help you as a supervisor determine if additional training is necessary. Decide the appropriate paperwork. Decide what paperwork you will need for the review. This could include job descriptions, your periodic reviews, etc. Get organized. Make sure you have the employee's records organized so that the annual review is not traumatic for the employee or reviewer. Other little tips for your review process. Get it together. Make sure you have all of your paperwork ready before the meeting. No one likes their time wasted because someone was ill-prepared. Give and get feedback. Give feedback to employees about the areas in which they are excelling and need work on, but also give them the opportunity to give you feedback on what you excel at and need to work on. Don't be tardy. When conducting employee evaluations, you should try to make sure you do it within a few weeks of their anniversary. It is easy to get sidetracked, but these evaluations are a priority. Encourage self-reflection. Allow the employee to tell you what they think they do well and what they think they need work on. It can help your employee learn the value of self-assessment, but also show them how much you value their opinions. Encourage venting. Give the employee the opportunity to address any comments, concerns, or suggestions that they may have. Be straightforward with negative feedback. Give constructive criticism. It is not always easy, but it will help everyone in the long run.